Well, I'm back. It's Live, Love, Laugh in lockdown with me, Lexi Carducci. A little bit different, isn't it? I've got some celebrity gossip, who has left Strictly, a pause for positivity and, you know, how we can be dealing with this situation. One thing, which is reading. So I chat to Rebecca Thornton about her new book, The Fallout, citrus shades in my fashion fix, and a huge Easter extravaganza. Well, that's a lot to get through, isn't it? Let's go. Okay, so starting with some celebrity gossip. I gave you a little teaser earlier, didn't I? Who has left Strictly Come Dancing? AJ Pritchard is the answer. He's left Strictly this week to apparently focus on opportunities with his brother Curtis. I mean, if you watch them on TikTok, they are hilarious. They work really well together. Love them. They're brilliant. Courtney Cox has revealed that with all of this free time on her hands, she's been rewatching Friends. I love that. Like us all, really, then, isn't it, Courtney? Can't go wrong with a bit of Friends. So good. Cara Delevingne has gone into a proper Hollywood lockdown with her girlfriend, Ashley Benson, and two of their model friends. That's like the ultimate sleepover, isn't it? Cool times. I bet they're having fun. I mean, you should see the house that they've got into lockdown in. It's pretty amazing. Piers Morgan has celebrated his 55th birthday in lockdown. He had a single candle on a small homemade cake. It's so cute. There's a little picture of that over on Instagram. So sweet. The Soap Awards have been cancelled. And it also looks like Wimbledon will be cancelled too. I think they're going to announce that shortly for the first time since World War II, which is absolutely mad. But don't worry, do not let that drag you down, because coming up later in the show, I've got some self-isolation or some lockdown positivity, how to take the best out of this situation. So most of us are on lockdown or self-isolating. Everyone's working from home. Everyone's probably going mad with each other because we've all been locked up inside. And I know that people are worried about their jobs. There's a lot of kind of negativity around it. Everyone's feeling a bit like, oh, there's nothing to do. We're getting very bored. We're maybe spending more time on social media. Here is flipping all these negatives into a positive. I'm going to talk to you about why we should look at this as a positive. Basically. So number one, it is a long overdue time out. It allows you to get off the treadmill of life and just chill out. Chill out, relax. Why not? There's nothing you can do about the situation. So take some time to enjoy yourself and chill, whatever that means to you. Number two, write a schedule. This is such a good one to keep you on track. A physical list that you can tick off, even include those really basic things like having a shower in the morning, putting in a lunch break. It's so important to have a lunch break, otherwise you can just waste the hours away. And it helps you kind of keep very time focused. So that's another little positive thing to keep out of it. And we're all going to be making schedules after this, I'm telling you. There is nothing better than writing a list. It's just so good when you tick it off as well. Number three, work out. This is such a good opportunity for everyone to stay fit or start a fitness routine, because it's normally so easy to skip a workout, isn't it? You know, you're like, oh, there's not enough time. You've got to physically go out to the gym. That's probably my biggest thing. This is why I stay local when I work out at home. So now is the time, as we really aren't doing much, are we? So it's easy to fit it into our schedule. And there's so many online classes, you don't even need to leave your house. It's brilliant. So I use Annie Fitness. She's fantastic. I'll put a little link to her. She does classes in my area in Chiswick. But she's running all her classes on Facebook at the minute, and currently they're free, so get in there. She has classes at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. every weekday. She does a mix of Pilates, bar, full body workout, stretch and tone. She's got it all going on, all different levels as well. It's brilliant. So great way to get into fitness. Number four, get a hobby. All these things that you've said, oh, I'd love to do that, but I just don't have the time. This is the time. So get creative, start drawing, start painting, start doing all those hobbies or whatever you said you wanted to get into. Give it a go. I've got a hobby that I'm going to try and get into, which is DJing. I say it's a hobby. I've never actually tried it, but it's one of those things. I've got a little DJ kit and it has not come out of the attic. So this is the time that I'm going to put to good use. I love it. Number five, interact with people. Make sure you stay in contact with friends and families. And I feel like everyone's going to be using voice notes and video calls rather than just texting, so that we can actually see and hear the people that we're talking to. I think that makes a big difference, doesn't it? And finally, reading, something every single person says they want to do more of. And start with Rebecca Thornton's brand new book, which is released today. It's called The Fallout. You can get it on Amazon, iBooks, and I'm actually going to be talking to Rebecca herself. Thank you so much for joining us, Rebecca. Rebecca has just released her third novel, which is entitled The Fallout. I've just finished reading it. It is excellent. So I saw your new book in Heat magazine last week, and it was their read of the week, which is amazing on its own. And I was really grabbed by the write-up when they say that it's full of secrets, it's unpredictable, it's a sharp, witty look at friendships and frenemies. That was their kind of write-up. But can you give us a brief overview of the storyline of The Fallout? But no spoilers.
No spoilers indeed. Thank you so much for having me, firstly. Yeah, it was an amazing accolade to be Heat Read of the Week. So my synopsis is, The Fallout is a book that's based around a group of West London mums. It opens up in a health club with two best mates, Liza and Sarah. They're chatting away. They met at an NTT group 5 years earlier. Liza asks Sarah to go and check on Jack while she goes and gets a coffee, her five-year-old, who's playing in the sandpit outside. When she goes, Sarah gets distracted by this mysterious lady called Ella, who they also went to a NTT class with. She chats to Ella, and then on the way back, she tells Liza that she had checked on Jack, which was a lie. She'd completely forgotten, having been distracted by this beautiful woman, Ella. And a few minutes later, there's a terrible accident involving Jack, Liza's son, and Sarah blames herself for the lie. And then the rest of the novel is about the ensuing fallout that goes on between the two best friends and all the secrets, lies and rumours at the school gates that happen after that.
We mentioned there that the book is set in West London. It's around Acton and Chiswick, in fact, which is actually my neck of the woods. So I enjoyed it even more so, being able to picture all the cafes and the high street and everything, which was really, really good. I could really picture everything. But why did you decide to base the book in West London, and what do you kind of love about the area?
Well, I live in West London. We moved here about 6 years ago.
Oh, nice.
And actually, it wasn't intentional that I set it around here. I was having a bit of a moment post-second novel, thinking, what can I write about? I don't know. And then a friend, there's another part of this story, which I'll get to later, but a friend said to me, you've got so much inspiration here. We live in, you know, this community. Look around you. And I thought, she's right, oh my goodness. So I started just looking around, noticing more and more the community and how it worked, and then that was it. I was set. I was like, brilliant material, right under my nose. But I love the area anyway. I really love it. We've got really amazing friends here. My school...
It's a really nice community in the area, and I loved your point out to Fed and Watered, the little shop, the little cafe.
Oh, yes.
That's brilliant.
They're one of my really great mates. They started off as a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant place to eat and drink. It's so nice. I'm so lucky to have it in the area. Ellie and Chris, hello, if you listen to this.
Yay! Yeah, big shout out to Fed and Watered. It's such a lovely little place. Generally, when you write your books, how does your writing process happen? What are your steps, and where do you even begin?
I know, I ask myself that question. Okay. Well, on a general level, I never plan any of my novels, which is quite tough, because I start with an opening sentence and I have no idea where I'm going or what is going to happen.
Oh, I love that.
In the next sentence, not even the next 5 minutes, in the next sentence. So I'm a complete pantser, is what they're called. And so that's how the general structure flows. I wish I was a planner, because I think it's probably easier. But on a day-to-day level, it's very much just sit and try and get 1,000 words done if I can.
Yeah, so give yourself a goal.
Yes, the goal is the number of words works easiest for me.
And all of your books, Rebecca, so The Exclusives, which was your debut novel, Your Guilty Secret, and this latest release, The Fallout, they've all been described as page-turners. Is that really important to you when you're writing a novel, for it to have that pace and drama? And how would you describe your genre? Like we were saying earlier, it's I wanted to know what you thought about your own genre.
Yeah, it is important to me, actually. I think it's important to me because I don't know where I'm going with my books, ever. As I described earlier, used the word panzer.
Yeah.
I have no idea, so I need the pace and drama myself to keep going, to find out what happens to the characters. So it's quite a self-motivated, selfish thing. But actually, I love the thought that my readers are compelled to keep going as well. So that's a motivator too. Yeah, so that's a really nice thing, and I love it when people say that to me. And I think my genre's changed a bit. It was more psychological thriller. That's how the publishers had marketed my first two.
Yeah.
And this one is being more marketed as commercial women's fiction, general women's fiction. It's not, I mean, some of the themes are as dark, but the way it's written is not.
And I think there's a really nice kind of almost like underlying message that I got from your book, that everything could really have been solved with everyone just telling the truth.
That is exactly what I was focusing on, and that element of communication and being honest and open, which us, I think in general, no, not at all specific, but in general, I find females find more of a struggle to do than male.
But I wanted to say a massive congratulations to you today, because The Fallout is officially out today. 2nd of April is the release date. So yay, congratulations, Rebecca.
Oh, thank you, Lexi. Thank you so much.
No worries. And it's obviously a very odd time at the minute. Everyone's kind of inside, you know, we're only supposed to go out for certain bits and bobs. But how are you going to be celebrating?
I know, it's very peculiar, isn't it? I think I'll be celebrating with a bath, a book, and an early bedtime.
I love it. Brilliant. Well, I know that everybody who enjoys your newest book, The Fallout, which is out today, I know they will love your other books too, The Exclusives and Your Guilty Secret. So where can people purchase your books, Rebecca? And taking into account, obviously, at this time that we're at, when we're very limited to what we can go out for, where are they available online as well?
No, thank you for saying that. I think, yeah, it's difficult because obviously all the supermarkets and stuff. It's available on Amazon, and there are other places that it's available to, websites, I think, on some of the newspaper websites, Waterstones, and all the various book channels. I'm hoping it will be available. And then Touchwood, as and when we're all back to normal, Touchwood, we'll be able to buy it in the shop, I think.
And so where can people keep in touch with you, Rebecca, and find out any news or any other books that you've got planned?
So I'm on Twitter. My handle is R Thornton Writer, and I'm on Instagram as well under Rebecca Thornton.
And congratulations again, Rebecca, on The Fallout launching today. So exciting, and thank you so much for talking to us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Lexi, and I hope everyone stays well and safe.
Thank you. That was so lovely talking to Rebecca Thornton there about her new book, The Fallout, which is released today. I know everyone is looking for some reading material, aren't they, at the minute? So go and grab that now. You can get it from Waterstones or try it online. It's really good. I've got it on iBooks. That's where I bought it. I've read it. It's amazing. Highly recommend. Amazon, Waterstones, I think, have got it as well. So go and have a little look at that. And I hope you enjoy. Right, let's have a little look at our chart, shall we? See who is hanging on in there. At number 10, we've got Eminem and Juice WRLD with Godzilla. Number 9, Justin Bieber with Intentions. Number 8, H and AJ Tracy with Rain. 7 is Doja Cat with Say So. Number 6 is Dua Lipa with Don't Start Now. She's just released her new album, which is incredible. There's some great songs on there. So I reckon she's going to do an Ed Sheeran and have loads of songs in the top 10. And just like that, number 5, also Dua Lipa with Physical. Number 4 is Joel Corey with Lonely. Family. Number three, Roddy Ricch, The Box. Number two, The Weeknd, Blinding Lights. He has been hanging on to that top spot for the last, I think it was 5 or 6 weeks in a row, which is mad. But he's been pushed down to number two by our current number one, which is St. John with Roses. Second week in there at number one. Can they do it again, though, next week? Because there's loads of new releases that are out at the minute. Little Mix, Breakup Song. I think a lot of artists are being really clever right now and thinking, okay, everyone's inside, they're listening to music, they're listening to the radio, let's drop some tracks. So Little Mix, Breakup Song, I reckon that's heading straight to number one. Mabel was doing really well with her song Boyfriend. I hear that everywhere. Dua Lipa, like I said, with her new album, there's a song on there called Break My Heart. It's brilliant. It's so catchy. I cannot get it out of my head. And if you're a TikToker, you will recognize this song. It's by Little Mosey, Blueberry Faygo. Could that be making its way into the top 10? So yeah, there's lots and lots going on in those charts at the minute. So we'll have to see who makes it to next week's top spot. I always bring you kind of the key things or key pieces that are trending. And this week it's all about citrus shades. So we've got the oranges, the limes, the lemons. And don't just wear them on their own. You can mix and match. There's Janelle Monáe, who's been spotted in like this green blazer with an orange dress underneath and white boots. It looks pretty cool. People with like yellow coats, lime green trousers, orange bags, orange shoes. I'm loving it. It's quite funky and out there, but these shades really do work well together. So first up is orange, the oranges. So from River Island, there's a lovely cat eye pair of sunglasses, because you know, if you don't want to go too mad, just pop on the accessories. They are £10 from River Island. They're really cool. There's a slinky kind of slip satin skirt, very nice. That's from Boohoo, £20. Again, if you wore that with like lace up green shoes or something, would look pretty funky. I know you're not really going to be wearing these out and about, but why not just wear them around the house? Do it. Get ready for summertime when we'll all be allowed out back out again. There's an orange duster coat from Miss Selfridge, £25. Love this. Love a duster coat. You can just chuck it on over outfits. Even if you pop that on with a pair of blue jeans, white top, just to add a pop of colour, it would look lovely. Number two, lime colours. So those like really kind of exotic greens, really bright, vibrant greens. Again, with the accessories, there's a lovely scarf accessory. You don't just have to wear it as a scarf. It could be a headband. You could put it around a pair of jeans, make it into a belt. It's £12.99 from H&M. Lovely lime green coloured scarf accessory. There's a pair of... Sorry, no, not a pair of. There's just a floaty spaghetti strap maxi dress in bright lime green. It's from Marks & Spencer's, £22.50. A proper like summer picnic dress, I'd call that. And then another accessory, there's a beaded beach bag. Perfect if you're planning a holiday away when all this is over. Topshop, £22. And then, of course, the third kind of citrus shade is lemon. So those bright, vibrant yellows. There's a long sleeve shirt style peplum top. Again, if you just pop that on with a pair of jeans, it really dresses up an outfit. It's from New Look, £17.99. There's a small over the shoulder bag, £25.99 from Zara. Love that. It's that looks really cute just to kind of make an outfit pop. I've got this yellow bag that I got from Kurt Geiger years ago. It's still going and I love it just for bringing that little pop of colour. And then there's a floral wide leg jumpsuit in bright yellow from Miss Selfridge, £35. So there you go, your fashion for this week. Citrus shades, oranges, limes and lemon. So my Easter extravaganza that I was talking to you about earlier, Easter obviously next weekend, who knows what we're all going to be doing for it, I just don't know. I've seen a lot of people online have already eaten their Easter eggs, brilliant. Why not? I need to buy myself some Easter eggs, I think. Keep me going. I love Easter though, and it's not just about what you can eat, and particularly when we're all stuck in our houses at the minute. What can you decorate your house with, or what can you kind of get involved with ready for Easter? You know, arts and crafts, this is really. So you don't have to make them. I've given you alternatives where you can buy things as well. So there's an Easter card making kit. It's £3, which is a bargain, from Argos. so you can get it online. It's basically loads of bits of colourful card that you can decorate with all these little cutouts. There's flowers, there's little animals, there's bunny rabbits, there's little chickens there. So cute. And of course, if you don't want to buy it, then you can just make it at home. All you need is some coloured card, or you can use white card, do some drawings, get a bit of printer action going, and print out some pictures, stick them on. You can have a whale of a time. That will pass hours of fun. There's an Easter wreath. Now, my mum normally makes a little Easter wreath, which is so cute. And as she's not here at the minute, I feel like I'm going to have to take on this responsibility and make my own Easter wreath. If you don't want to make your own, from Sainsbury's for £15, there's a gorgeous floral display, and it says Hello Spring in this gold writing across it, which is absolutely gorgeous. You could pop it out on your front door just to give the postman something to smile about when he's delivering your post. If you want to make your own, maybe head out into the garden, find some lovely flowers, little decorations. Do you remember those little chickens that everybody's got with the little red feet? They're tiny, yellow little fluffy chickens. I don't know where they came from, but I feel like everybody's got some of these probably hiding somewhere. They're the perfect little accessory to add to your own Easter wreath. Painting Easter egg decorations, £4.99. TK Maxx, if you want to buy your own, you get a set of six. Or you can paint your own. I know eggs are like very hard to come by at the minute, aren't they? So you maybe don't want to paint your own. But if you do, there you go. You could just sit them out for a week, couldn't you? Looking at them, paint nice little patterns on them, and then you can crack them and use them in whatever you wish to use them in. There's a light up bunny rabbit display. This is probably something that would be quite hard to make yourself unless you've got a lot of like wire that you can bend into a shape. It's basically a colourful lights, little neon lights in a wire frame that's shaped like a rabbit. It's £8 from Sainsbury's. Cute little thing to just pop in the house. There's an Easter Happy Easter cardboard banner. It's on string, and then it spells out Happy Easter, so H-A-P-P-Y Easter underneath, and the letters are written in little cardboard cutout Easter eggs. So cute. It's £7.99 from TK Maxx. Again, very, very simple to make on your own from just string and cardboard. Cut out the little egg shapes, paint them in all the different patterns you'd like, write Happy Easter on each egg and attach it to some string and hang it on the mantelpiece. Off you go, or above a door or something. Paint your own Easter egg cup. We've probably all got some Easter egg cups sitting around. From Paper Chase, you can paint your own, £5 if you want to do that. Or if you've got your own at home, give it a little paint. Fun thing to do, isn't it? Colourful Easter ribbons, great for decorating. £2 from Hobbycraft. Then from John Lewis, it's called the Three Bees. It's a little Easter tree hanging decoration of three bumblebees with little smiley faces on. They're so cute. £10 from John Lewis. And finally, a bunny rabbit door hanger. It looks like green grass, but cut out into the shape of a rabbit, looking at the back of the rabbit. And it's got a little pom-pom tail. £5 from Sainsbury's. Again, really simple to make your own. You can use cotton wool for the little pom-pom tail of the bunny rabbit. So that's my Easter extravaganza. Lots of things to make and get creative with coming up to Easter. Right, that's it from me today. I hope you've enjoyed the show. We got through a lot there, didn't we? We had our little lockdown positivity. We had our Easter extravaganza, lots of things to make and create at home. And of course, I spoke to Rebecca Thornton with her new novel that is out today called The Fallout, which is available to buy. I've already read it. It's amazing. So if you're looking for some reading material, highly, highly recommend that. And it's ciao, ciao from me. Ciao.